you know, it just feels good to go home and play for them, because, you know, normally you have to bring them up to a game, or if we go somewhere close to them, you're trying to bring them there. But I'm right there in my backyard, so it's a special moment.
What makes that stadium so special?
You know, I played there as a kid, you know, where, you know, Pop Warner, you know, playoffs, Texas high school football, this and that. So it's just not my first time seeing this stadium. So for me to be excited in that sense, you know, I'm used to it. I know what the atmosphere brings, but at the same time, it kind of feels like home territory.
Ellis, the last few weeks, you've played almost 95% of all the snaps. How much of that is a point of pride with you?
Yeah, that's what I train for. You know, that's what I go out there and train for in the offseason. You know, I'm always mumbling to myself when I'm out there in the offseason running laps, whatever. You know, I actually go back to Texas to train in the heat and things. You know, this is, we're preparing to be out there, like you said, a good substantial amount of the time. So, you know, that's what I get paid to do. That's what I'm here for. So let's keep playing.
Ellis, what would it mean to go back and win in front of the family members, but also be the first Patriot team to win in Dallas?
I think you can just cut out all the other stuff and just what will it mean to win. You know, it's another win for us. It's another stepping stone in the right direction. Obviously, with my family, they would be, you know, very hopeful for a win and this and that, and I would love to give that to them, but let's keep it in perspective. We just want to go out there and win. Let the other stuff come.
You guys like to treat every game the same, but this is a battle of unbeatens. There's no denying that. There's a little more intensity.
Yeah, you know, we'll let you guys hype it up. We'll let the media do all those types of things because, you know, win or loss, the season has to continue. You know, even if we win or even if we lose or whatever, the season has continued. This doesn't mean the end of the season for anybody, and this is no projection for anything else. Keep it what it is. It's the next game, so it's the big game.
Other than the obvious physical abilities, what makes T.O. such a good wide receiver?
You know, he's just a go-getter, man. He's one of those guys that, you know, throw the ball to him and he's going to make a play. Where, you know, you can knock him, kind of like a Chad Johnson, you can knock him for all these celebrations, you know, for his arrogancy, for, you know, what type of person he is on or off the field. But he goes out there and he makes plays, man, and you just have to be aware of him all the time, because wherever he's at, that's where the ball's trying to be.
What do you see when you see Tony Romo on that offense?
Just an explosive offense, man, just, you know, exploding all the time, where, you know, you think you have them down or you think that it's about to be a negative play and it turns into a positive, where those guys, they got so many athletes over there and they got so many skilled players, even at the quarterback position, where, you know, every play is live. You know, no, you can't let up.
What do you, Alex, what are you looking at when you see Tony Romo specifically?
Just a guy that's, you know, that is very good at what he does, you know, being able to run around, make plays also in the pocket. And then he has a special touch on the ball. You've seen him sometimes put the ball in receiver's hands where it has been tight coverage, or he's had to drop it over his own defense here and there. And then, like I said, he can make moves with his feet, you know, get outside the pocket and continue to keep the play alive.
How much is having that shirt up there killing you right now?
It has its negativity, and I've been steaming about it a little bit, but I had to do another guy like that earlier, man, C.J. Jones. I had my jersey over there, so, you know, karma, man. It's all about karma.
Have you played against quarterbacks who have had a bad game, like Romo did, at least he came or and then played the next week against you guys and had a good game? Do you have any sense how he or quarterbacks in general might react to that game?
It doesn't have to be about quarterbacks. I think that's about any type of player. You know, to go out there and to have, you know, a statistically negative game like that, but still to come out with the victory, I mean, you can only look at that as a positive. Like, look at all the negative stuff that happened, but we still won the game. You know, personally, with games like that, that's really when you want to come back at your best, to show guys, you know what, yeah, I had a bad game, but that's not me. That's not the normal me. So I expect nothing less but the best from Tony this week.
When you saw the film, what did you see with those interceptions?
You know, opportunities. Anytime you see interceptions, turnovers, this and that, you know, whether who's making them, the greatest quarterback or the worst, you know, they're all opportunities out there, and you have to capitalize and still to deal with all of them.